Chapter 19. Saying, I the men in 14 canoes. The only thing we want is gunpowder. Dot, I. There will be no fighting, broken Babalatchi. He fear of your name will be enough, and the terror of your coming. There may be powder too, muttered Abdullah with great nonchalance, if only the ship enters the river safely. If the heart is stout, the ship will be safe, said Babalatchi. We will go now, and see Omar el Badavi, and the white man I have here. Lakamba's dull eyes became animated suddenly. Take care, Tuan Abdullah, he said, take care. The behavior of that unclean white madman is furious in the extreme. He offered to strike. Dot, on my head, you are safe, O giver of alms, interrupted Babalatchi. Abdullah looked from one to the other, and the faintest flicker of a passing smile disturbed for a moment his grave composure. He turned to Babalatchi, and said with decision, let us go. This way, O uplifter of our hearts, rattled on Babalatchi, with fussy deference. Lie a very few paces and you shall behold Omar the Brave, and a white man of great strength and cunning. This way. He made a sign for Lakamba to remain behind, and with respectful touches on the elbow steered Abdullah towards the gate at the upper end of the courtyard. As they walked on slowly, followed by the two Arabs, he kept on talking in a rapid undertone to the great man, who never looked at him once, although appearing to listen with flattering attention. When near the gate, Babalatchi moved forward and stopped, facing Abdullah, with his hand on the fastenings. You shall see them both, he said. LL my words about them are true. When I saw him enslaved by the one of whom I spoke, I knew he would be soft in my hand like the mud of the river. At first he answered my talk with bad words of his own language, after the manner of white men. Afterwards, when listening to the voice he loved, he hesitated. He hesitated for many days too many. I, knowing him well, made Omar withdraw here with his household. Then this red-faced man raged for 3 days like a black panther that is hungry. And this evening, this very evening, he came. I have him here. He is in the grasp of one with a merciless heart. I have him here, ended Babalatchi, exultingly tapping the upright of the gate with his hand. That is good, murmured Abdullah. And he shall guide your ship and lead in the fight, if fight there be, went on Babalatchi. If there is any killing, let him be the slayer. You should give him arms, a short gun that fires many times. Yes, by Allah, assented Abdullah, with slow thoughtfulness. And you will have to open your hand, O first amongst the generous, continued Babalatchi. Who will have to satisfy the rapacity of a white man, and also of one who is not a man, and therefore greedy of ornaments? They shall be satisfied, said Abdullah. But, Dotty hesitated, looking down on the ground and stroking his beard, while Babalatchi waited, anxious, with parted lips. After a short time he spoke again jerkily in an indistinct whisper, so that Babalatchi had to turn his head to catch the words. S. But Omar is the son of my father's uncle. And all belonging to him are of the faith. While that man is an unbeliever. It is most unseemly. Very unseemly. He cannot live under my shadow. Not that dog. Penitence. I take refuge with my God, he mumbled rapidly. How can he live under my eyes with that woman, who is of the faith? Scandal! Oh, abomination! He finished with a rush, and drew a long breath, then added dubiously, and when that man has done all we want, what is to be done with him? They stood close together, meditative and silent, their eyes roaming idly over the courtyard. The big bonfire burned brightly, and a wavering splash of light lay on the dark earth at their feet, while the lazy smoke wreathed itself slowly in gleaming coils amongst the black boughs of the trees. They could see Lakamba, who had returned to his place, sitting hunched up spiritlessly on the cushions, and Sahaman, who had got on his feet again, and appeared to be talking to him with dignified animation. Men in twos or threes came out of the shadows into the light, strolling slowly, and passed again into the shadows, their faces turned to each other, their arms moving in restrained gestures. Bahasan, his head proudly thrown back, his ornaments, embroideries, and sword hilt flashing in the light, circled steadily round the fire like a planet round the sun. A cool whiff of damp air came from the darkness of the riverside. It made Abdullah and Babalichai shiver, and woke them up from their abstraction. "Open the gate and go first," said Abdullah. "There is no danger?" "On my life, no," answered Babalichai, lifting the rattan ring. "He is all peace and content, like a thirsty man who has drunk water after many days." He swung the gate wide, made a few paces into the gloom of the enclosure, and retraced his steps suddenly. "He may be made useful in many ways," he whispered to Abdullah, who had stopped short, seeing him come back. "O sin! O temptation!" sighed out Abdullah, faintly. "Refuge is with the Most High. Can I feed this infidel forever and forever?" he added, impatiently. "No," breathed out Babalichai. "Oh! Not forever. Only while he serves your designs, O dispenser of Allah's gifts. When the time comes and your order." He sidled close to Abdullah, and brushed with a delicate touch the hand that hung down listlessly, holding the prayer beads. "I am your slave and your offering," he murmured, in a distinct and polite tone, into Abdullah's ear. "Hen your wisdom speaks, there may be found a little poison that will not lie. Who knows?" Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.